I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Nearly 100 descendants of Confederate soldiers from Alabama gathered outside the state capitol today to celebrate Confederate Memorial Day. Montgomery was the first capital of the Confederacy in 1861 before it moved to Richmond, Virginia. Men dressed as Confederate soldiers and women dressed as Confederate widows read the names of distant relatives who fought for the South. Alabama State University, an historic black university in Montgomery, held its first conference Confederate Memorial Day to critique the Confederacy. Today is the four-year anniversary of the tornado outbreak that killed more than 200 Alabamians. The damage was widespread across the state, including Tuscaloosa. Mayor Walter Maddox wrote out the EF4 tornado at City Hall. He says the moments after that were spent surveying the 12.5% of the city that was destroyed in just 6 minutes.
It's one of the most overwhelming scenes of my life. The first time I saw the damage, it really felt like an out-of-body experience. And quite frankly, from the moment you saw it on television, and that in and of itself was surreal because you think, that's my community here on CNN.
The event was the costliest tornado outbreak and one of the costliest natural disasters in the United States history, with total damages of approximately $11 billion. The estimates total $1.5 billion in damage in Alabama. Contractors and homeowners in Alabama will be among those watching a court hearing in New Orleans tomorrow. APR's Pat Duggins reports it has to do with Chinese-made construction material and millions of dollars in reported damages.
4,000 homeowners in Alabama and five other states are going before U.S. District Judge Eldon Fallon in New Orleans. Their complaints are about Chinese-made drywall that allegedly ruined the value of their homes. Contractors and consumers reported foul chemical smells from the drywall that they claim ate away at electrical wiring and equipment like air conditioners and televisions. The drywall was used during a national building frenzy following Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Damages for the homeowners, including those in Alabama, could amount to $1 billion or more, depending on Judge Fallon's ruling in New Orleans. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
Taking a look at the region's weather forecast in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight, thunderstorms could be severe with lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy across central Alabama with lows in the mid-50s, and partly cloudy in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the upper 40s. 64 in Huntsville, 66 in Jasper, Florence, and Birmingham, 60 and Mobile, and 68 in Tuscaloosa. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.